Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. It's a mild evening across Israel, with clear skies in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv, and a cool breeze in Haifa. A pleasant night for those out and about. Here are today's headlines. First, Jerusalem expects nuclear issue to be dealt with in Iran talks, says Katz. The IDF will remain in key security zones, according to JNS from earlier today. Also, Pakistan claims a U.S.-Iran deal is imminent within 24 hours, but Tehran disagrees. This comes from Times of Israel, reporting earlier today. Also this hour, the U.S.-Iran peace deal signing is anticipated soon, says Pakistan's PM. Iran's foreign ministry has denied such plans, reports Jerusalem Post from earlier today. Separately, Iran has launched missiles at Israel for the first time since the ceasefire. Axios warned that this could unravel negotiations and reignite conflict. And finally, the Melbourne Holocaust Museum reports increasing anti-Semitic abuse impacting its staff and operations. This was reported by the Australian Jewish News earlier today. Reaction has been swift on social media. Yuval Noah Harari, a well-known historian, questions how societies function without personal connections. He emphasizes the role of nationalism, posting just minutes ago. Hussein Abdul Hussein, a journalist, shares insights on Hezbollah's weapons and Israeli military movements, writing on X just now. From X, the latest. The Pakistani Foreign Ministry mentions an electronic signing ceremony for the U.S.-Iran agreement scheduled for tomorrow, noted by First Squawk minutes ago. Let's go deeper. Starting with Iran, Israel's defense minister maintains that the IDF will not withdraw from strategic areas. This statement by Katz reflects ongoing security concerns amidst nuclear discussions, as reported by JNS. The continuation of IDF presence highlights Israel's commitment to regional security. Turning to the U.S.-Iran deal, both Pakistan and Iran present conflicting narratives on the signing's timing. According to the Times of Israel, Islamabad believes an agreement is near, while Tehran's denial suggests differing diplomatic strategies. This uncertainty affects regional stability and international relations. Meanwhile, Axios reports that Iran's missile attack on Israel threatens the fragile ceasefire. This development could lead to renewed hostilities, complicating peace efforts. The region watches closely as tensions rise. On the economic front, the Melbourne Holocaust Museum's struggle with anti-Semitism reflects broader societal issues. The Australian Jewish News highlights the toll on museum operations, underscoring the need for community support and solidarity. Turning to business and markets. First, a new hotel has been approved for construction at Ben Gurion Airport, as reported by Globes. This development promises to enhance traveler convenience and boost tourism. Separately, Walla Business highlights challenges in daycare subsidies, as some summer camps face higher costs than earnings. This impacts families along the conflict line, sparking discussions on equitable support. And finally, CTEC reports potential damage at Ramat David Air Base amid Israel-Iran tensions. Satellite imagery suggests implications for military infrastructure and strategic planning. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 9 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.